CBS News special report.
Totality in Mazatlan, Mexico. The total eclipse happening there.
CBS's Nora O'Donnell waiting for darkness to fall in Indianapolis. Totality is moving into Texas and Arkansas at 1,500 miles per hour. This girl from Idaho is waiting in Niagara Falls.
We just wanted to go on a road trip because we just wanted to see some sights and make some memories because we also wanted to see the eclipse.
Astronaut Stephen Bowen.
Just before totality, it'll get dark. It'll actually get quiet, which surprised me. The temperature dropped a few degrees.
And here's a reminder that you don't have to be in the middle of it to appreciate it. This woman is at a watch party at the Griffith Park Observatory in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Like, I make some wishes because, you know, I feel like it's a very important message in the universe.
A lot of people have traveled thousands of miles to watch this piece of history. CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I will be playing songs about flying. Yeah, flying, man. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is back in Wisconsin today talking about a new student loan forgiveness program.
That plan would be more targeted than the sweeping program struck down by the courts earlier in Biden's administration, this time focusing on offering relief to borrowers facing financial hardship or challenges due to higher interest rates.
Michelle Franzen reporting. Southeastern Wisconsin is the best part of the state for catching a glimpse of today's partial solar eclipse. That includes Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Lake Geneva, and Janesville. The forecast calls for clouds over much of the rest of Wisconsin, especially to the north. Wisconsin is not within the path of totality, so the effects here aren't optimal anyway. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following are upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, April 9th. The Wood County State Wildlife Advisory Committee will meet at 5:30 at the Sandhill Wildlife Area. The City of Nacoosa will hold their Ways and Means meeting at 6:30 in the Council Chambers. The Village of Port Edwards will hold their regular monthly meeting at 7 p.m. The Town of Rome will have their Plan Commission meeting at 4. In Portage County, the Central Wisconsin Joint Airport Board will meet at 8 a.m. in Conference Room B in the East Terminal Upper Level in Mosinee. The Stevens Point Historic Preservation Design Review Commission will meet at 5. The Village of Whiting will hold the joint meeting of Utilities and Village Board at 5:30. In Adams County, the Coordinated Services Advisory Committee will meet at 9, the Public Works meeting at 10, the Land and Water and UW Extension Committee will meet at 1, and the Solid Waste Committee meeting is at 4. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The Brewers rock Seattle. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Cincinnati to open a four-game set against the Reds after winning their weekend series over the Mariners. Milwaukee with a 12-4 victory yesterday, despite starting pitcher Colin Ray battling the flu. Pat Murphy.
Colin, as you may or may not know, was sick. Had a stomach virus, it looks like, and he'd lost a lot of fluids in every way you can.
At 6-2, what's the team's mindset? Brewers pitcher Colin Ray.
You know, we got to all come in here and not try and do too much, just keep being aggressive and competing in the box, competing on the mound.
NBA, the Bucks lose again, this time 122-109 to the Knicks. Milwaukee's now lost four in a row at home and six of their last seven games.
You know, we have, what, four games left and all playoff teams. You know, maybe that's a blessing for us. I don't know, but we'll figure it out.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A mix of sun and clouds today as high temperatures soar to the upper 50s.
Winds are a bit breezy, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, and chances of spotty showers push back in later tonight, which means we'll wake up to a damp morning with a few sprinkles still lingering. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Hey everybody, Todd Allball, noon to 2 on Tuesday. It'll be our friend Luke Mathers and much more on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
What's up, Wisconsin? Happy Total Eclipse Day. If you're watching us on YouTube, the platform formerly known as Twitter, or Instagram, you can see Anya and I have donned our eclipse glasses. Very stylish. I have to take them off because I can't see anything with them
on.
Can't
see what I'm doing at all.
No. I want to hear from you all. 855-75-CIVIC. Are you big on the eclipse? Is this a dealy for you? We just stepped outside, donned our safety eyewear, and checked out the eclipse. It's cool. And Anya has kind of an interesting story about this. I want to know, are you out there watching the eclipse right now, listening to me on your iPhone or other Android device because you have downloaded the Civic Media app free from your favorite app store? Are you checking out the eclipse right now? Is this a big deal for you? Did you travel somewhere so that you can be in the total eclipse? And whatever you do, Anya, please don't play Total Eclipse of the Heart today. Please don't. It's
so definitely not queued up for the break,
okay,
followed by a series of other eclipse sun moon themed songs. No, I would never do that.
Okay. I want to know, are you into this? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. To me, it's one of those things. Oh, okay, yeah, that's happening. Sure, I'll put on my very cool hip happening eyewear.
Shout out to Greg, producer Greg, who got those
Greg
for us.
Yeah, Greg Bach, you're the man hooking us up with the eyewear. But I wouldn't have myself purchased them.
Nuh-uh.
Wait, But hair does not get blown back over the physics and astronomy thing, though I think the cosmos is very humbling. It's good to check yourself. You know what I'm saying? I'm just...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
One little speck on this little speck hurtling through the universe. But you've shared with me that you had quite a surreal experience.
I did.
At one of our last eclipses things.
I did. So in 2017, it was at August of 2017, I think, there was a huge eclipse and the line was going to cut through southern Illinois.
Yep.
And my partner at the time, we just were like, you know, we've never gone on a trip. It's like not so much driving one way. Let's go down. And the eclipse happens. It's amazing. The birds and all the wildlife quiet down. And I'm looking up at the sun and I look down to stretch my neck because it's a lot of straining. And when I look down at the earth, slithering in front of my feet is, I kid you not, a two-headed snake. And of course, I look around like, is nobody else sitting? No, of course, nobody else is seeing this. Their eyes are all up at the sun, at the sky, and not at this strange little serpent that had found me. So I still think about him. I don't know what it means, but...
It's got to mean something.
It has to.
Largely, the Dow Chemical probably had dumped some PFAS, some other mutating substances nearby. Yeah, it's just one of those things for me. Meh. kind of cool, but we have just passed the apex of the eclipse here in Wisconsin. Our prime eclipse moment was 2:08. I feel very humbled that this was happening while we are on the air. I'll take that as a sign that good things are to come here on the Maggie Dawn Show. We're getting a text, Tammy from Virginia. Hey, Tammy. She spent the morning making memories and eclipse viewing boxes with a few of her grandkids. That's awesome. Now, that's what you should be doing for the eclipse. Honestly, the last time I put on my 3D glasses, they're not actually 3D glasses, but that's what they look like, was in grade school, and we went outside to check one out. I think that's, for kids, what a wonderful teaching moment to talk about math, what have you, as well as astronomy. That's all I got. I mean, that's where my interest ends. Yes, okay, okay, eclipse, cool. Yeah, next. I mean, by my description, it looks like a sliver of a moon.
It's really, really shocking how that sliver, though, is a whole other thing out there in space.
Well, yeah, that it's inverted.
Yeah. You know?
Like, it's not the moon. That is the sun. Cindy from Appleton, are you checking out the eclipse, or are you kind of in the Maggie Dawn camp of, meh, eclipse?
Kind of in the Maggie camp, and everybody thinks this is such a rarity, but it's not. Every 18 months, there's a total of eclipse of the sun somewhere in the world. So if you're willing to travel and you're adventuresome and want to go some desert, some place where there's nobody, you can do that. But like I said, every 18 months, there's a total eclipse of the sun somewhere in the world. So to me, it's like, is this a life-changing, eventful date? No, it's just another day in the neighborhood for me.
I love it. Cindy and I together with the meh. It's an eclipse. Oh, look. Okay, next. We've got quite the special guest on the phone lines. My good friend, Mike Crew. What's up, Mike? You checking out the eclipse? Or has your interest been eclipsed by Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness announcement?
Well, not only that, but Joe Biden made news while in my hometown, Maggie Dawn. Joe Biden just came to Madison, and during the course of his speech said if he is reelected, he will propose free community college. Sounded like Bernie Sanders on the stage at the end there.
Yeah, he sure did. I wrote that one down. That was the one thing from his speech that two things. I wrote down the free community college news making. I think he also mentioned it during his State of the Union, if I'm not mistaken. And I also wrote down the huge amount of funding that he would like to direct towards registered apprenticeship programs in the form of federal grants. I think those two things are very news-making. I hope news agencies cover them with as big of a headline as new student loan forgiveness program. Don't you, Mike? That's huge, right?
Well, I certainly thought it was. And, you know, it was encouraging to see this president who really has struggled with young people in some way, shape, or form. And it certainly has been his intent to deliver more student debt relief. But, you know, things being as they are, he did spell out the resistance, the lawsuits the last time he tried this. And, of course, a lot of it was overturned. They think they've got sounder law this time. So, you know, he's taking another crack at relieving debt, especially for those, you know, some people eligible for this new debt relief have larger interest debts than their original principal, I believe 20 years after borrowing it.
Yeah, so there's,
that may not have been the precondition.
Yeah, so there's two different, I would say, sort of sub-qualifications for this new rulemaking that the Biden administration announced today. One is if you currently now owe more than you did at the beginning of your loan. Let me say that again. This is what Mike and I are talking about. If you currently owe now more than what you owed at the beginning of your loan payment, you may be thinking, well, how the heck could that happen? Yeah, variable interest rates. That's how that would happen, which, frankly, I have always thought that the federal government should much more actively regulate how higher education financing operates in this country. But that was one. And then the other one are, folks, if you're in undergrad, if you've been in repayment for more than 20 years or for graduate school more than 25 years. I think those are two separate subcategories of potential forgiveness, Mike. But yeah, that's a huge deal.
Well, let me tell you, who else was, and this hurts me a little, it pains me a little, but Tony Evers was the rock star of the day. Tony Evers got big applause first when he went on the stage. He claimed himself a triple badger, 3 degrees from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. But Tony got the warmest welcome in the room, I would say, perhaps short of Joe Biden. But it was a education-centric crowd, if that makes sense.
Yes.
A lot of young people in that crowd, a lot of cheering, a lot of loud, boisterous cheers. Not like, you know, the alumni section, but the, you know, the student section. More like that, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I love it.
And I thought it was, a brief but strong rally for Joe Biden here in Madison. I thought he made news. He came to my hometown, which makes me exceptionally happy. And I always think it's exceptionally newsworthy when the president's in town. I'm glad I had front row seats.
I'm glad you did too. I'm glad Luke Mathers did as well. I'm glad we here at Civic Media got to talk about it and carry the speech live. So important. Again, one of the things that I think is a commonality between Governor Evers and President Biden is that sometimes, you know, these aren't the most polished public speakers. These aren't orators by any stretch. But what they are is relatable people. Tony Evers, that's a guy I know. He sounds like me. Joe Biden, that's a guy I know. His story is familiar to me. He is one of us. And their policies reflect what I call that just Wisconsin, Joe, Delaware, this working person, this middle class, normal folk sensibility. That's what I see reflected in both our governor and our president. And they have the policies that then reflect and really are for the middle class and folks like you and I. Thanks so much for calling in, Mike. Have a great show. That's Mike Crute of the Devil's Advocates. You can catch the Devils every weekday, Monday through Friday, following my show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. When we come back, I'm going to dive in a bit on the president's student loan forgiveness plan that he has rolled out. Going to point out why this should be very different than the first time around when the Supreme Court swatted that sucker back down. And we're also going to have some fun this Monday. I needed a bit, some yucks, some funny moments. We may even listen to Rudy Giuliani talking about the eclipse before we get into the nuts and bolts of Joe Biden's newly announced student loan forgiveness program. Also, with a huge amount of federal grant money being available for registered apprenticeships and moving towards, if we get Joe Biden 2.0, moving towards free community college for all. Talk about driving the middle class forward and driving the United States forward. Those sorts of policies from our president are just the ticket. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join our conversation. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Back with more in just a moment. Freedom, I can't move.
Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion
abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jumping in the stands because it's Monday on the Maggie Dawn Show. I sure am. We've got student loan forgiveness, the second go-round from Joe Biden, just announced at Madison College, Madison's Community College, just moments ago, live here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We also, you know, I asked you, is the eclipse a big deal to you? Because it's sort of a, meh, okay, all right, that happened for me. But I'll tell you one person who kind of lost his mind about it. Rudy Giuliani. I often think, what would it be like to be this guy's lawyer? And then every time Rudy opens his mouth, something more crazy, if that's possible, just comes flying out on you. This is Rudy over the weekend or on Friday on the eclipse. Let's take a listen.
We left the communist state of New York, and then we were in the state of Connecticut, and we just escaped all of the earthquakes. And then we got to Massachusetts, which probably had some earthquakes. And we got to New Hampshire with no earthquakes, which is telling me that somebody's sending us a message. The communist states are getting earthquakes. I think that's what look at California. You can't have more earthquakes than California.
Huh? I mean, he's weird. I don't know if we've got this one, but I think he then sort of wrapped it all up with some prognostication about the eclipse and the second coming. I don't know. Marjorie Taylor Greene was off on some weird rant about it's the apocalypse. But earthquakes are now caused by communism. Rudy, I just don't think geologists agree. Maybe your inquiring mind might want to know some facts and stop talking so much nonsense. I mean, crazy. We're getting updates from some of our Civic Media family. Speaking of eclipses, we have basically total cover now in Wisconsin Rapids. If you're in Wisconsin Rapids listening to the Maggie Dawn Show, you have total cover, total cloud cover now in Wisconsin Rapids. So, you can't see the eclipse there. Sorry. We've got a beautiful day here in the southern part of the state. Lots of sunshine, even with the eclipse. But very seriously, well, I'll stop making fun of Rudy and his crazy talk about earthquakes and thus and such. But we did want to give you some of the details on President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. The first two most important parts about this is it ain't just about student loan forgiveness. This is also about $200 million in federal grants for registered apprenticeship programs for those folks who don't want to get a four-year degree, and working towards free community college for all if President Biden is elected to a second term. Now, what is different this time around with the student loan forgiveness proposal that Joe Biden is making? It's basically the how. Not necessarily the nuts and the bolts, though that is very different too. And I think responsive to some of the criticisms that people may have had from the first proposal. But the how here is what matters. He's going through the rulemaking process, not trying to do this effectively by executive order. And he's rulemaking under the Higher Education Act. And so how does this work? the the Federal Department of Education puts out the rule, and then we enter a comment period, often referred to as the note and comment period, where anybody and everybody can write in to the administration and say whether or not they think this is a good idea or not. Now, how does this usually work? Basically, lobbyists and industry insiders are the ones that do the bulk of the note and commenting. But frankly, and very legally and literally, anybody can write in and provide a note or a comment. Checking in on our text lines, Maggie, absolutely into the eclipse. This is a texter from the 262. Enjoyed hearing President Biden and on the deck using our Cheerio box with a couple of friends and a few beers. Apparently, that's their eyewear, using the Cheerio box to look at the eclipse. Better than looking at it with your naked eyes. Don't do that, my friends. Our first time on the deck this year, having a good excuse to get outside, having a good time and listening to Civic Media on our iPhone. Next one here in our neighborhood in 2044. So this is something to celebrate. Cheers to you. Enjoy the brewskis outside. It's a beautiful 65-degree day here in southeastern Wisconsin. Jeff from Shorewood weighing in. What eclipse! It did cover up the sun like a cloud, but the sun is and has been shining. I'm with you, Jeff. I'm a little meh when it comes to the eclipse. Still looks sunny out to me. And it just lasts for a couple of minutes. I don't get it. But you know what's going to last for more than a couple of minutes? Student loan debt forgiveness. And that, as the president said this afternoon, live in Madison, will be life-changing for people. So I wanted to start with, again, the emphasis that it's not just about student loan forgiveness. It's also about the Registered Apprentice Program, federal grants. It's also about trying to move towards free community college for all if Biden is reelected to his second term. And then secondly, I wanted to emphasize why the way that Joe Biden is going about doing this now is different. That was largely the legal infirmity, or one of the legal infirmities that the Supreme Court used to strike down his first go at student loan forgiveness, effectively that he had exceeded the authority of the executive branch of government as conferred under the Higher Education Act and other federal law. So here he's going through the formal administrative rulemaking process that has a much higher chance of withstanding legal scrutiny, though I will say unquestionable that it will be challenged again in the courts. Fancy how that'll play out during the campaign season on ya.
Can only imagine.
Right? When we come back, I will describe in detail the various elements of this student loan forgiveness program. There are some income level triggers. There are types of debt triggers or qualifications. There's also the public service loan forgiveness element of this, as well as the, as I mentioned before, income-driven repayment program triggers. I'll talk a little bit more about all that in detail when we come back so you understand what the president just rolled out today in the beautiful city of Madison, Wisconsin. We are the heartland of America. No question that the president was here talking about one of his most important policy proposals. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. You want to join our conversation, eclipse or otherwise, you can always text or call us. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Back with more after your farm and news update at the bottom of the hour. I got the skill, come get your fill. Cause when I shoot the gift, I shoot the kill. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down. Jump, 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 jump. I'm the cream of the crop. I rise to the top.
Tuesday on Up North News Radio, my recent one-on-one interview with Senator Tammy Baldwin about her campaign and a little personal history as well.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's not just people paying attention to today's total eclipse. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. There are beekeepers across the United States that will be monitoring their hives as well. We explain next. We're changing it up on our next farm adventure east. I'm PM Yonke. Come on along. We're going to Cape Cod, October 19th through the 26th, starting in Boston and visiting a nearby dairy, then out to Martha's Vineyards, where we'll find out about alpacas and experience a sand dunes adventure, plus cranberry production. They don't do it like we do. Visit holidayvacations.com, enter keyword PAM for more information and a travel video, or call 888-557-1024 brochure. Scientists, researchers, and the general public are going to be paying attention to animals' reaction to the total eclipse today. Some of those include beekeepers. Wayne Stiegelman is one of those. He's a hobby beekeeper from Brown County and says that beekeepers across the United States want to see what their little partners are going to do when the total eclipse occurs.
They're working with the UW-La Crosse. And they are putting what's called BDARs, that's what measures the activity inside and outside the hive. They want to put as many as they can in the line of total eclipse totality. And I think it's from Texas going up to the northwest, because bees can't fly in the dark. So when it gets dark and especially totally black, they want to see what happens to the bees. In fact, they're even asking people with observation hives to watch.
Wayne Stiegelman, he's a hobby beekeeper up in Brown County who will be watching his bees to see what they do today during the total eclipse. If you want to see some of the information or locations for their BDARs that are already in place across the United States, go to broodminder.com. They say they'll continue to monitor the bees' activities through April 11th.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And congratulations to the Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association on a very successful bull sale that was happening on Saturday down at UW-Platteville Pioneer Prairie Farm and online. They sold 55 bulls, average sale price $4,835 per animal, $700 higher than the previous year. That's just a quick snapshot of what's happening in food news on a Monday. More available anytime at MidwestFarmReport.com. Don't forget to sign up for our daily e-newsletter. I'm Farm Director PM Yonke.
A mix of sun and clouds today as high temperatures soar to the upper 50s. Winds are a bit breezy, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, and chances of spotty showers push back in later tonight, which means we'll wake up to a damp morning with a few sprinkles still lingering. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Don't think at all. I'm not the only one staring at
Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you want to call, weigh in on whether or not the eclipse is your jam, happy to hear from you. Did you bother? Was it in your calendar or more meh? I'm a little bit meh. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Cam from Nina texting in, listening on WISS. Hey, Cam, thanks for listening. Cam says, would love to take a peek at the eclipse, but my landlord lives across from me and he's being a big blankhead. I don't know if I can say that on the air. A big jerk. He's being a big jerk. Sorry, your landlord's a jerk, Cam. Also, a little bit of humor from our good friend Mark from Prairie du Sac on the text line. The ancients believed a human sacrifice was needed to bring back the sun.
Uh-oh.
I suggest Putin. Or maybe somebody else. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Cam. Thanks for listening. And thank you for texting. If you want to call in or text, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. But don't you worry, if you've got the Civic Media app, you never have to remember the number because there's one click, call or text. Go get the app from your favorite app store. It is free. Here are some of the details in the Joe Biden student loan forgiveness plan, which also includes a commitment for a huge amount of federal grant money for registered apprenticeship programs and hopefully a move towards free community college if there is a Biden second term. So folks that will qualify for some type of forgiveness, if you currently owe more on your student loans than you did the day your loan started, why would this be the case? Interest rates. You have a variable interest rate loan. Secondly, if you've been in repayment for over 20 years if for your undergrad or over 25 years for your graduate degree, if the program that you attended in which you acquired the debt was a low-value program or the school closed unexpectedly or if the program did not provide, quote, significant financial value, what are we talking about? For-profit colleges and university, which are basically a scourge across the country. I have a good friend that was basically left high and dry when one of the local, not local, she was attending locally, but it was one of those national charlatan outfits. If you are in an income-driven repayment program, basically because you have income under a certain level, more limited income, you qualify for some different loan terms, you may qualify for forgiveness. He's going to cancel $20,000 in student loan interest that has accumulated. That will not be income dependent. And single borrowers earning less than $120,000 a year, they will also, with some other qualifications, be able to apply for broader forgiveness. There will also be an expansion of the public service loan forgiveness program. I am a beneficiary of the public service loan forgiveness. I had worked as a public servant for well over 10 years. I actually ended up qualifying because of the way that the application process was changed by Joe Biden during the pandemic. Effectively, they made it easier to get through the process. One of the qualifications for the PSLF, that's the public service loan forgiveness, did you have to have basically made every single payment on time for the entirety of the 10 years? I had done that, but I had consolidated my loans outside of the federal lenders. So it was held by a private lender, Navient, and I had consolidated it after I'd gotten out of law school to lock in a really low interest rate, thank God. But what Joe Biden did was say it used to be that you could only qualify for the PSLF if you were paying one of the federal lenders back. And he said you could basically get your debt transferred from the private lender to the public, the federal lender. And if you had made all these payments, they would count those. So I was a beneficiary of that. Let me tell you, it's nice not to worry about that. That had been with me for very, 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 very long. I graduated from law school in 2003. That happened last year. 20 years of loan repayments.
Yeah, I'm not on any sort of forgiveness because I'm still, you know, I've just recently started paying mine. But somebody that I love is in this process you're describing right now, the public service loan. And it's seriously like the number of times we've had conversations about, well, I've done X number of weeks out of this many, but because I was only a part-time teacher, that's actually only a half week, even though I worked there the whole week. And it's like, very excited to hear that maybe we'll be simplifying, changing, adjusting this, because it's hard for people to get through.
That is exactly the point. So that those changes that Biden made to the PSLF were only temporary, and they were attached to, I can't remember if it was ARPA or one of the other ones. So they went away. So now it's hard again to do that. Listen, if you're working in our public schools or whatever it is, we should be making it easier for you to get your higher education debt relieved, if you will. And last but not least, one of the most important elements of this proposal from Joe Biden is that if you are enduring a financial hardship due to medical debt or child care, that is another qualifying factor for student loan forgiveness. I look at all these things and I go, yeah, those make sense. Mm-hmm. Nothing here makes me go, well, that's stupid. Paul from Winona, are you eclipse watching, my friend?
Hi, yeah, I'm still with you here. I just wanted to share two high points of today. Number one, I got to see President Biden's Air Force One go flying over my house while we were out eclipse watching. That was really cool.
How
cool!
I'm
really glad to hear him. I know, right?
That is so. It's like two miracles all in one, right?
Well, and you guys covered it great on the radio live, because there was no way I was going to be able to get down there. And so, but, you know, I was really glad to hear them selling this, because his record is fantastic and people need to hear about it, because I don't think they do enough. But the other cool thing I wanted to share with you, where you asked about eclipse stories. So you've heard You're So Vain by Carly Simon.
Of course, one of my favorite all-time
right.
songs.
So she talks about, you flew your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun. And that song was released in 72, which is when the eclipse was. And I got to be there in 1972. And all of a sudden, when I became a Carly Simon fan, I heard that and I was like, oh, my gosh. So anyway,
she's an incredible songwriter, probably one of the best of all time. And that is an incredible song. I bet my favorite producer and yours might have us a little Carly Simon flavor after we take messages, perhaps in a few minutes.
She just might. She's wondering a little more if Paul thinks that that song might be about him.
But don't you think this song is about you, Paul? Don't you? Paul, thanks so much for calling. You're going to want to stay tuned to my entire show today, Paul, because there are, let me see here, I got to look at my show notes for today. Two specific Joe Biden accomplishments, good news accomplishments that I want to talk about before my show is out today, sharing some of what I think is good, solid policy work that helps each and every one of us here in the state of Wisconsin and every working American from coast to coast. Joe Biden getting it done for Americans every day. There's also some other kind of fun good news I want to share with you. So you're not going to want to miss any of that. Paul from Winona, thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for calling. I have kind of an analogous story, Paul. When I was working for then Congressman Tom Barrett in Washington, D.C., through the Les Aspin Center for Government through Marquette University, I was walking around the Capitol, and it just so happened that Marine One, the president's helicopter, whizzed by me directly overhead. Now, if you are kind of a political junkie wonk, you know that they always have two Marine Ones flying around, so you don't know exactly which one the big man is in. But yes, literally buzzed right overhead, pretty low. They were coming in to land at the White House. Not as cool as an eclipse and Air Force One, Paul. I think you have me beat there. But thanks so much for the call and thanks for listening. Yeah, again, absolutely critical policies being rolled out by the president. Again, these are common sense policies that are trying to address the student debt problem that this country has. We, in my opinion, we need to do more like Europe does, which is basically, if you can get into college and you want to go, you don't have to pay for it. It's funded through either directly by the government or through some other set
of grant and other funding mechanisms. In Denmark, basically everybody goes to college. I studied in Denmark, college or universities, because it's free. People explore whatever kinds of academic pursuits they're interested in. Denmark enjoys one of the lowest poverty rates in the world, one of the lowest crime rates in the world, and one of the highest happiness rates in the world. I wonder if these things might be correlated. Ted Shank chiming in on Facebook, Biden has done nothing except to make high inflation, which hurts the poor more than anyone. He has driven gas prices way up. He has Americans killed and has let our country be invaded. Prove me wrong. Okay, Ted, I will. Employment is now back up at the levels that it was pre-pandemic. Real wages are now rising faster than inflation has. Inflation largely occurred because of the pandemic and the supply chain constrictions. That's what Joe Biden is doing. He hasn't driven gas prices way up. Macroeconomic fluctuations have done so, again, related to the pandemic. And guess what? I love the stickers of Joe Biden pointing at the gas pump. Why? Because gas prices are now coming back down. Hey, Ted, did you know that there's this thing? It's called OPEC, and they basically price fix. That's what they do. OPEC, it's the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. They decide how much gas costs. Guess who's not in OPEC? The United States. Guess who's producing more oil and gas now than ever before? More than we did under Donald Trump's administration? The United States. We're doing everything that we can. Joe Biden is doing everything that he can to help manage inflation and help working Americans. And he has Americans killed and let our country be invaded. Sir, I'm assuming that you are referring to immigration. Joe Biden supports the immigration bill that the Republican Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, has killed in Congress. Why? Because Donald Trump wants to convince you that Joe Biden's not doing what he needs to. He is doing what he needs to. We simply do not have the manpower or the place to put every person who crosses our border and lock them up. There is also international law that applies. We don't have enough immigration judges. We don't have enough border agents. There is a bill in Congress, Mr. Shank. If you want something done on immigration, call up Donald Trump, call up Speaker Mike Johnson, and tell them to put the bill through the House of Representatives. Joe Biden will sign it. That's what we're talking about. Look at, this is Ted again on Facebook. Look at the jobs being eliminated. Huh? Ted, I love that you're listening. Keep listening. We can keep disagreeing because that's what this is all about. And Americans getting killed. I got to be honest with you, Ted. Joe Biden supports NATO. Joe Biden stands against Vladimir Putin. Joe Biden stands against dictators. Donald Trump bends a knee to Vladimir Putin. You want to know who presents the greatest risk, existential risk, to the integrity of our borders and our soldiers and Americans? Vladimir Putin. And that's whose butt Donald Trump is kissing. So you can save that sort of nonsense for a different audience. It won't play here, sir. I'm Maggie Dawn. We're going to talk about a couple of the crazy wackadoo things that I heard over the weekend. A little Roseanne Barr sound. I'm sure she'll shed a little light on the topic. I'm Maggie Dawn. Thanks for listening, Ted. I appreciate it. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you want to join our show, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. And your heart's naturally won. Then you flew your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun. When you're where you should be.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Let's Talk Real Estate welcomes our new host, David Farnborough, your trusted realtor with Coldwell Banker. Do you have questions about buying a house? Well, April is National Fair Housing Month, focusing on fairness and equality in real estate. Join us on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM on WFHR every second Tuesday at 3:30 PM. Don't let information about real estate get muddy and lose sleep. Join David with Let's Talk Real Estate, a show made for every home buyer.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Son, I want you come, ba 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 ba, wash away the rain, black hole sun.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mark from Prairie du Sac also reminding everybody, of course, of Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart. I talked about that track at the beginning of the show. We're going no Total Eclipse of the Heart here on the Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going no Total Eclipse of the Heart so far.
So far. Well, so far. Anya will keep us suspense. In suspense, everybody. Jeff from Shorewood. So who flew the Learjet to Nova Scotia? It wasn't Paul from Winona. Also, Mark from Prairie du Sac saying, I wonder sometimes if the faux news bubble cuts off some of the oxygen supplied to Trumponian brains. Sherry also saying, hi from Horicon. Hey, Sherry. Love hearing from everybody. We got Kurt from Madison listening on WMDX saying, I've got Carly Simon live at Martha's Vineyard on DVD. One of my favorites. Yeah, her live stuff is really something special. It really is one of my favorites of all time. Wanted to share with you. It really doesn't need any introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Roseanne Barr from a big old fundraiser this weekend at Mar-a-Lago. Here's some deep thoughts from Roseanne Barr.
Hey, old bro. How are you doing? I'm here at Mar-a-Lago supporting Carrie Lake, and it was a fantastic evening, and our Trump is here being the DJ, and I've just danced, and everyone's amazed. So I'm just going to say to you, please drop out of college because it's going to ruin your lives. Do me a favor, drop out. They don't teach you nothing good. Email me or Twitter me or whatever you call me, and I'll help you with your life. But you've got to get out of college because it isn't nothing but devil-worshipping, baby-blood-drinking Democrat donors. Love ya.
Okay, so just to summarize, Joe Biden today, if you currently owe more now on your student loans than you did when you started repaying them, he's going to help you out. If you've been gouged by your institution because it was a charlatan for-profit shop that closed down, or your program didn't deliver on its value promise, Joe Biden is going to help you out. If you've been repaying your undergraduate loan for more than 20 years, Joe Biden's going to help you out. If you're repaying your grad loan for more than 25 years, Joe Biden's going to help you out. And if you're on a specialized income repayment program because you have income limitations with your student loans, Joe Biden's going to help you out. If you've got a boatload of interest racking up on your student loans, Joe Biden is going to help you out. If you are yourself earning less than $120,000 a year, Joe Biden's going to help you out with your student loans. If you want to attend an apprenticeship program, Joe Biden's going to help you pay for that. If you want to go to community college, Joe Biden is going to help you with that. If you are enduring a financial hardship due to medical bills or the cost of childcare, Joe Biden's going to help you with your student loans. On the other hand, we got Donald Trump, Carrie Lake, and Roseanne Barr telling everybody, don't go to college because they're a bunch of devil-worshipping, baby-blood-drinking people there.
I got to jump in on the baby blood drinking thing. If folks aren't aware, that's blood libel, and it's specifically an anti-Semitic, like, racist trope that dates back to the 11th century England, and it's what got Candace Owens fired like 3 weeks ago. So all this junk when people are talking about baby blood, this is also about
has
being,
a meaning. Yeah.
It's also about being anti-Semitic and claiming that, like, Jews run all of this. So Thanks, Crazy Roanne and your squawking for throwing that
and
in there,
bye-bye,
too.
And bye-bye, Candace Owens. On the list of good things, goodbye, Candace Owens.
Yes.
Hearing from Amy from the 608, so glad that my show is available in podcast form. Well, I'm glad you found it, Amy. It's available, all the old episodes, both for my 6 o'clock time slot back in the day, and my new 2 to 4 p.m. time slot across the Civic Media Network. All those old episodes you can find at civicmedia.us. You can bookmark me on Spotify. You can say to your smart speaker, play the Maggie Dawn Show, and my smooth, dulcet tones will come to you at whatever time is convenient. Amy also says, we're her favorite show on the network, Anya. Most excellent. Thank you, Amy. We appreciate the great feedback. Yeah, that Roseanne Barr.
Something about her ending it with, okay, love you. Like, after all
and
that.
Our Trump.
Does
she know the words coming out of her mouth?
I don't think so, but.
It's frightening. It's really, really frightening. And the most important thing that Joe Biden pointed out today was when you look at the cost of what he's proposing and what the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office or other nonpartisan economists predict will be the economic upside from this loan forgiveness and apprenticeship grant and free community college proposals. When you take all these things, the cost to us as taxpayers, yes, it's our tax dollars funding this, but what that will do, that's a real cost. But the economic growth, in other words, the increase in wages that we will see, the economic growth in terms of, if you measure it on a gross domestic product basis, the way that small businesses will be energized by this, this all comes back and creates more benefits. There's more economic upside than is the actual cost that this will require from taxpayers. So that's why these things make sense. This is the same sort of analysis when we look at universal health care. When you provide universal health care, more people get preventative care. When you do that, the actual cost of health care to all of us goes down. Right? It's basically, let's not be penny wise and pound foolish, folks. These sorts of forward thinking, middle class lifting policies from Joe Biden raise the tide, and those high tides do raise all ships. I'm Maggie Dawn. We are going to take news, weather, and sports at the top of the hour. My weather update is it's sunny and 60-plus degrees here in beautiful southeastern Wisconsin. But don't go anywhere, folks. I got some more weird stuff from over the weekend. I got to talk about RFK nonsense. So much going on. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more at the top of the hour.
Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come, won't you come?
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. A total eclipse is enough to bring out the little kid and even the most seasoned journalist. Our Janet Shamlian was an